Blackstone Audio presents Nightkill by Anne Littlewood. Chapter 1. Hot breath from the lioness touched my cheek. Round dark irises and gold eyes, nostrils flaring and relaxing. A complex pattern faint on the black nose pad, the harsh breath of a meat eater. She stood as tall as I, reared up with her big front feet at my shoulder height. She was all about power. Massive jaws, thick forelegs, heavy shoulder muscles. Power she'd never used, never run down and throttled her unwilling dinner, never torn it into fragments she could eat. The familiar fact that she was on one side of the wire and I was safe on the other seemed profoundly odd, a peculiar twist in the ancient relationship between our species. She opened her mouth a hesitant crack. "Good," I told her, and pressed a miniature raw meatball through the heavy mesh. Her rough pink tongue, the size of a washcloth, worked carefully, scrubbing every trace off the wire. Spice seemed to enjoy these training sessions as much as I did. She had the basics of the contract down. Pay attention, and she could induce me to produce something tasty. Up and stay were in place, and I could inspect her front feet and face up close. Soon I'd get a good look at her teeth, after we worked more on open up. The near contact oxygenated my blood with ancestral fear, diluted by familiarity and good steel down to a pleasant fizz. It was the booster shot I needed to face the evening. I pulled the handle to open the guillotine door. She dropped down to the ground, class over, and padded outside to join the pride. When I got better at training, I'd see what I could do with Sugar and Simba. Spice was easy, smart and willing, fearless, the logical place to start my education. Past time to leave work. Time to go home. A quick visit to Raja, the old Bengal tiger, put off the duty. I strolled down the dimly lit cement hallway, passing empty night dens until I reached his at the end. Raj was an elegant slack rug, yellow and black ribs rising and falling. He opened one eye when I made tiger hello noises and didn't get up. Still mad. Being late wouldn't help. Time to go.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?